Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see everybody on this Pentecost Sunday, and we want to welcome all of you. We're so glad that you're with us today, and we want to also welcome those that may be listening online later this week, and we are so glad that you're here today, especially on a holiday weekend. I know sometimes that's always difficult, but Pentecost just falls 50 days after Easter, and there's nothing we can do about that. And so we are glad that you're here today, and I want to let you know that the Spirit is still moving and working in our lives today, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that. And so I'm inviting us to put our sails up and catch the wind and let God lead us and guide us and empower us for our daily living. So as we begin our worship service, let's stand together and join and sing our glory.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end.
Well, let's join together this morning for our call to worship in the bulletin. Breathe upon us, Holy Spirit.
Inspire our thoughts and actions.
Stir in our hearts, Holy Spirit.
And fill us with energy to spread joy in the world.
Breathe upon us, Holy Spirit.
And refresh our commitment
to serve. Stir in our hearts, Holy Spirit. Well, let's join together. You can't find it in the hymn book this morning, but we sang it last Pentecost Sunday. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. We're going to be singing the three verses of it this morning. They were in an upper chamber. They were all with one accord. When the Holy Spirit descended, as was promised by the Lord. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Yes, the power from the heaven descended with the sound of a rushing wind. Tongues of fire came down upon them, as the Lord said he would send. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Yes, his old-time power was given ancestors who were true. This is promised to believers, and we all may have it too. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize every. Sing the chorus again. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Spirit of God, in you we live and move and have our being. Open our eyes to the wonder of God's mystery and our hearts to the warmth of Christ's love as we worship. Make us one in worship and witness by your presence. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And I'm going to invite our kids to come forward. I don't know, would you? Just one? Two? Maybe two. Are they going to come down this morning? You just got one? Come on, you didn't sit right next to me this morning. Are you looking around? Good. Hey. So when you have your birthday and you get a cake, what's on the cake? Candles? Yeah, candles. And does mommy and daddy light those candles? Yeah, they do, don't they? And then what do you get to do after they sing happy birthday to you? You get to blow them out, don't you? You go, poof, poof, and blow them out like that. So what are you blowing out? You're blowing out your breath or your wind, aren't you? And you're blowing that fire out. Well, today is Pentecost Sunday. And we got red all over the place. And the red is a symbol of the fire of the Holy Spirit. Like the little flame on your candle at your birthday. And what happened was, and this was the strangest thing, because usually when the wind comes in, or you blow, your candles go out. You see the candles up there? Hello? You see the ones, the red, white, and blue ones? What are they doing? They're flickering, aren't they? That's because the wind from the air conditioner there is making them flicker like that. So the wind from that machine is doing that. And so usually when you blow, if you blow hard enough, it goes out, doesn't it? But the strangest thing happened on the day of Pentecost when all of those Jesus followers of Jesus were together praying. The Luke tells us that wind came in and blew in that room. And you think, well, if there's any fire left, it would blow right out. But guess what? It says what looked like little flames of fire rested above everybody's head. Now wait a minute. How could the wind be blowing and there be little flames of fire? I thought it would put it out. Now I know, isn't that strange? Well, it lets us know that when God's Spirit is working in our lives, we have both the wind. Wind helps us, doesn't it? When it's, you know, sometimes the wind helps us breathe better, and all those, unless you're allergic to allergies and all kinds of things, then that's there. But it's there, and it helps us. It helps dry out the ground after we got lots of rain. All of these different things. But we can also have some fire, some flames. And that talks about passion. Excitement. Do you ever get excited about anything? Do you get excited when they light those birthday candles? Yes. Well, guess what? You know what else people say about Pentecost and why we celebrate it? It's because it's the birthday of the church. It's the beginning of the church. And that's why we celebrate it every year. And not only that, but God's Spirit that goes with us in everything we do in life. Because it's just like Jesus being with us every day. All right? Okay. You can head out. I don't know. Is your sister back there?
Yeah, she is.
Elizabeth wouldn't come down and see me this morning. While they're heading out, we're going to go to our time of prayer. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share with us. Before we go to prayer this morning, someone this morning, joy or concern?
Jody's brother-in-law, Jack, he's got MRSA, and then he also has pneumonia.
So the MRSA, I don't remember them saying anything about that before.
I think she just told me this week. So.
Okay.
When
wow.
When they put the trach in, they think that's when he got the
MRSA. Boy. Wow. Well, he needs a real miracle. I mean, it's one thing battling pneumonia, but when you get MRSA, Yes, yeah, that's even more dangerous, yeah. So we want to remember Jack in our prayers this morning. Someone else. Someone else, yeah. Okay, so you said Jean. We want to remember Jean, and I heard about Amber, and then there was Linda with a cold. But I you mentioned a Carol, and I started getting confused. Okay, so we want to pray for that family, right? And what's the last name of that family? Okay. Oh, Angus. Okay.
Party.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so we want to remember the Hardy family with the loss of that loved one there. Okay, we can do that, definitely. Someone else. Yes.
Keep Fletcher Harris in your prayers as he was in a car accident this week.
Who? What?
Fletcher Harris.
I just saw him on Thursday. Wow, I didn't know that. Was it very serious?
He has a punctured lung, broken ribs.
Oh boy.
A bunch of stitches. He is cold, but just keep him in your prayers.
Wow. Yes, so we definitely want to keep Fletcher in our prayer this morning. Wow. Someone else.
My sister Marie passed away. Marie Patterson.
Okay, Patterson. Okay, so we want to remember the Patterson family there, and I know she's been battling, and definitely want to remember that family today, and someone else, anybody else, yeah. Okay. Okay. So we want to remember Trevor in our prayers, and I guess lots of pain there and everything going on, and for Adam and for healing as he's battling cancer. Tom?
Yeah, I'm thankful they're done with my eyes. They got everything corrected.
Good. So you can see pretty clear this morning then?
No.
Yeah, there's somebody else was just telling me, oh, it was Georgia had it done too, and she said the one Sunday she was here she could see clear out one and the other was kind of so okay, well, I'm glad that's all going well, and hopefully you'll be nice and clear then instead of fuzzy. Yes. Okay, unspoken this morning. Anybody else this morning? Yeah.
I have a couple. my dad keeps falling. He is still trying to heal from a broken arm, but he keeps falling. And but he's very determined and stubborn, so that's in his favor, I guess. I don't know. So just prayers for strength and stability while he's walking about. My sister, Jill, will have surgery June 5th to remove a lymph node and a cancerous spot on her left lung.
Okay, so we want to keep Bruce in our prayers. For strength and stability, and for Jill, who's going in for surgery to remove the lymph node, and and this little small little section of her lung. And so we want to lift her up. So I saw a couple other hands pop up there. Yeah.
Marcella,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have a joy. My youngest granddaughter graduated from high school yesterday.
Yes, I saw some of those pictures. She got tagged in on Facebook, so I got to see pictures of her at the graduation ceremony for Troy. And, yep.
I have a joy. My cousin Gus came in for the weekend from Colorado. I haven't seen him in several years, so we got to get together for dinner with him. Yesterday.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes. Another one. Yes.
Tuesday, I have an angioplasty in my leg.
Ah, okay. All right.
Unspoken.
Yes, yes. Thank you for mentioning that. What a blessing. Yes. And let's see. Anybody else? Yeah.
Two unspoken.
Okay. And we know the Lord knows that. Okay. Anybody else?
I have a huge joy, and about a year and a half ago, maybe, this church prayed for these three children that were so badly abused. And Friday, the court order finally came through, and they will never have to go back there again. And there is actually a pastor far away, because it's a scary case, who and his wife who want to adopt them. And I'm just so happy that we fought our fight for them. They're in such good shape. It's great.
Yeah, that is wonderful. Yes. All right. Any others? Lots. I'm glad to hear the joys. Sometimes we are so focused on all the needs that which God knows those and cares. But it's good to hear the joys too. So we have lots of names there mentioned. And so as she plays, lift up some of these names that you remember and come to your mind. And then I'll close us out in prayer. Just so grateful that whatever we are facing in life, we can look to you, and you are the one who surrounds us. You are the one who lives within us. As we shared and prayed earlier, you are the one in whom we live and move and have our being. And you know all the intricacies of our lives and everything that we face. And we think about those today that are in need of your presence and need of the presence of your Holy Spirit in their lives right now, that need healing and strength and faith and determination and hope in the midst of difficult times that they're facing in their life, whatever those things may be. And for many of those that have been mentioned, many of those are health related. And but Lord, we just want to lift up each one that's been mentioned today. We lift up Jean, Lord, asking for your continued healing touch for her. We lift up Amber today, God. Lord, your continued healing touch for her body. For Linda also, Lord, for healing in her body. For Trevor, God, battling this pain, Lord, and whatever is all involved there. God, we continue to pray for healing and strength and grace in the midst of all of that. We lift up Fletcher to you, Lord, with all of this damage from this accident, God, for your healing touch in his body. We pray for Adam, Lord, and we continue to pray for healing for his body. Lord, we pray for Tom as he's recovering from the cataract surgery, Lord, that your healing touch will be with him. We lift up Ellie to you, Lord, as she is going in for surgery this week, and they're going to do that angioplasty and the veins in her legs. God, we just pray for your healing touch, your healing strength, and for guidance with the surgeons, the heart surgeons, as they work and do that procedure on her. And we're thankful for that. We lift up Marcella to you, God, asking for your touch. We pray for Bruce today, Lord, that you would give strength and stability to him. We lift up Jill, Lord, that's going in for surgery on the 5th, God, that you will just guide and direct as they take out the lymph nodes and this part of her lung. And God, that they'll be able to get the rest of this completely out of her body, and that there'll be a great recovery from that. Lord, we lift up Jack, Lord. God, he just, Lord, we lift him up. He really needs a miracle right now, battling this MRSA, this infection, God. We pray for healing and pneumonia and the complications of the stroke, Lord, that you would just minister in his body, Lord, today as we lift up him to you. We pray for the Hardy family, the Patterson family, God, each of these families, Lord, that lost loved ones. We pray for your comfort. We pray for your grace. We pray for your peace and words of encouragement and hugs of support from family members and friends, God. And we're thankful today for your presence with us in those difficult times. Lord, we lift up these four unspoken requests that were mentioned. Lord, you know each one of them. I just ask that you would move as only you can do in those situations. And Lord, maybe there's one or two or some that were here today that maybe they know of someone else, or maybe their own experience of something they're facing but they could not share. We just pray that you would work and move as only you can do. And we thank you for that. And Lord, we lift up those on our monthly list. So many of them, we just lift up every one of their names. Lord, you know them. And we just ask that you would bring healing and deliverance and wholeness, God, as we lift them up to you today, and that your hand would be upon them. And we're thankful for all of those things. And Lord, we just ask that you would watch over our church family and their loved ones during this holiday weekend, some that may be traveling. God, we just pray for your protection and your hands to be with them. And we thank you for all of those things. And Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the rest of our time together as we break the bread of your word, as we gather at the table and celebrate and remember everything Jesus did for us. And we ask your blessing upon that special time, that your presence would be made real to us. As we thank you for all of these things, as we ask it now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Thank you for joining with us in prayer. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And so as our ushers come this morning, thank you for your faithfulness. And God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. O Spirit, bless these gifts today so they accomplish surprising things in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading is coming from three passages, two short passages from the Gospel of John, that kind of set the stage for our reading from Acts chapter 2 this morning. The two from John kind of give us insights into Jesus' understanding about the Holy Spirit. And so let's begin John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. And then we'll read John chapter 20, verses 21 and 22. On the last day and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood up and shouted, "All who are thirsty should come to me. All who believe in me should drink. As the scripture said concerning me, rivers of living water will flow out from within him." Jesus said this concerning the Spirit, but they hadn't experienced the Spirit yet, since Jesus hadn't yet been glorified. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And then the most famous passage that we often read at Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. When Pentecost day arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, A sound from heaven, like the howling of a fierce wind, filled the entire house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed like individual flames of fire alighting on each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. There were pious Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. When they heard this sound, a crowd gathered. They were mystified because everyone heard them speaking in their native languages. They were surprised and amazed, saying, "Look, aren't all the people who are speaking Galileans? Every one of them? How then can each of us hear them speaking in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, as well as residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the regions of Libya bordering Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the mighty works of God in their own languages." They were all surprised and bewildered. Some asked each other, "What does this mean?" Others jeered at them, saying, "They're full of new wine." This is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. A new pastor was visiting in the homes of his parishioners. At one house, it seemed obvious that someone was at home, but no answer came to his repeated knocks on the door. Therefore, he took out his business card and wrote on it Revelation 3:20 on the back of it and stuck it in the door. When the offering plate was passed that following Sunday, he found his card had been returned in the offering plate with a little cryptic message that said Genesis 3:10. Reaching for his Bible to check out the citation, he broke out, the pastor did, in laughter, because Revelation 3:20, which he wrote on the back of his card and gave to her, says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And the response in the offering plate on the back of his card, Genesis 3:10, said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, for I was naked." There you go this morning. I want to talk to you this morning about the Spirit is moving. The Spirit is moving. Now, I read a while ago about a little girl who was visiting her grandmother one beautiful spring morning. They walked out into her grandmother's flower garden, and as the grandmother was inspecting the progress of her flowers, the little girl decided to try to open a rosebud on her own with her two hands, but no luck. As she would pull the petals open, they would tear, bruise, wilt, or break off completely. Finally, in frustration, she said, "Grandma, I don't understand it at all. When God opens a flower, it looks so beautiful. But when I try, it just comes apart." "Well, honey," grandmother answered, "there's a reason for that. God is able to do it because God works from the inside out." God works from the inside out. This is the great message of Pentecost. There were no computers. There were no TVs. There were no radio. There was no internet. There were no smartphones. There were no emails. There were no blogs, Twitter accounts. There was no power grid to bring technology to their fingertips. Yet the Spirit was moving in all of them, in the early church and throughout the Roman Empire. And when the Holy Spirit came upon them on that day of the Pentecostal festival, the Spirit activity was symbolized in several ways. Now, today, although we may think of these symbols as possibly dangerous at times, I think they say something significant to us today, and I hope that they will speak to us. When I mention them, you'll not be surprised. The first one this morning we're going to look at is the wind. The wind. Now, we all know the wind can be very dangerous, can't it? Tornadoes, hurricanes, all of these different things. But in this story that we read this morning, and when Jesus talked about the Spirit working and bubbling up inside of us, we see that they're trying to give us a picture of how the Spirit works in our lives. So let's look at it this way. When the Spirit moves as the breath of God, life infuses the church. And I don't mean these four walls. I mean you and I. We are the church. We make up the church. So what are we talking about here? Well, it's interesting that not only in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, the Hebrew word for the Spirit of God can also mean breath of God and wind of God. And in the New Testament, the Greek word does the same thing. It can mean breath, wind, or spirit. And what I think we're seeing here is that the Spirit moves and brings life and vitality to each of us. So in Genesis 2, we are told God breathed into the human being and he became a living being. In other words, and we see the same with the woman. They were truly alive. They weren't truly alive and living until God breathed into them. In John 20, when we read that earlier, it says that Jesus breathed on them. Just like God breathed into the first human beings and they became living beings. And when Jesus breathed on his followers, they came alive to his mission and what they were being called to do in this world. And so when we see the Spirit moves as the breath of God, life infuses the church. Are you in need of some life today? Sometimes we think of life as my heart's beating, my brain's working, I'm breathing with my lungs. But there's more to life than that. There are a lot of people out there that their heart is beating and their lungs are catching breath, but they don't live at all. And I think what we're seeing here is that the breath of God, the wind of God, the Spirit of God gives us life and vitality so that we have purpose in life. Because when the Spirit moves, it's like a breath of fresh air. The other day, Jody had called me. I don't even remember the exact circumstances. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. We were texting each other, and I said, and I don't even remember where she was. And I says, is it raining where you are yet? And she said, no. And she goes, is it raining there? And I said, no. But I said, when I walked outside and took a breath of air, you know how that is, don't you? You're like, it's like you perceive that rain is coming. It's on its way. And I think that's what happens when the Spirit moves. It's like a breath of fresh air, because Luke tells us that the Spirit blew into that room where they were all at. And it's like the disciples came alive. Earlier when, a few moments ago when I had that picture up there of that painting where it said the Spirit is moving, that picture, you could kind of, they were trying to capture the dramatic aspect of what was going on there. And I was thinking about that, and I thought for a moment there that when the Spirit blew into that room, not only did they come alive, but probably the cobwebs of fear and confusion and anxiety and their past failures just were kind of blown out the window that day for a moment. It transformed them from scared people to dynamic people that we've often called the church or the early church. Do you feel like your past is holding you back? Do you think fear or anxiety is keeping you from moving forward? We may be coping. We may be just existing, floating along. But remember, the Holy Spirit exists to bring us new life, to refresh us and regenerate or re-energize us. So may God send His Holy Spirit upon us today and refresh us. The wind. Second symbol we see there is the fire. The fire. Now again, something that could be destructive when it turns loose. But in this story, we're captured by how God's Spirit was in control of everything that was going on in that moment with the wind and fire. And here we're talking about it this way. When the Spirit moves as the flame of God, power fills the church. Fire is often a symbol of God's power and presence. Think about the story in Exodus of the burning bush. When Moses sees this bush burning across the way as he's caring for his father-in-law's sheep on the desert, and he walks up and he's captured by this bush that burns, but it's not being consumed. And when he gets there and he looks at this strange thing that's going on, a voice speaks out from this burning bush and says, "Moses, take off your sandals. You're on holy ground." And if you've ever seen the Disney movie that portrays that story, the way they do, it's so cool. You got the flame of the bush burning, and it's like the flame coming from the bush is just hovering out from the ground, out beyond the bush on the ground all around it, the way they did it. And I thought, wow, what a way to capture the idea of holy ground. Or the pillar of fire that leads the children of Israel in the evening, at night, through the wilderness in Exodus and in the book of Numbers. What does this mean? What's this all saying to us? The Spirit, listen to me this morning. The Spirit is not the power of force. The Spirit is not the power of intimidation. The Spirit is not the power of politics. The Spirit is not the power of wealth or weapons. But it is the gentle Spirit that brings life and refreshing and power that causes us to be different and unique. And so here's what I want to say about that. When the Spirit moves, potential frees the church. If you don't believe, and I see it in school, every time I sub, if you don't believe you have potential, you will not think much of yourself and believe you can do anything with your life. And the Spirit frees us by releasing potential in us. The Greek word for power is dunamis. We've all heard that before, probably. God's generative power, self-generating power that distinguishes and sets people apart and sets churches apart. And here's how that power manifests itself in our world. Have you ever met people like this? Boldness, giftedness, fruitfulness. People that are fueled. Have you ever just met, and I'm not talking about because they drink energy drinks, 5 energy drinks in a day. I know people that drink 5 energy drinks in a day. But I've met people, they're like in their 70s and 80s, and you think they were in their 30s. They have passion. They have life. They just keep going. Some of you in here are like that. And it, because the Spirit fuels us and mobilizes us and energizes us, so that we can do great things. Have you ever been parasailing? Or watched people parasailing? When we, almost every time we've gone to the beach, when we were at Virginia Beach, when we were at Ocean City, Maryland, when we were at Myrtle Beach, we saw people parasailing. And the one thing about it, and I know, I think one time Chase said, "Dad, will you go parasailing?" And I look at that height that they're up there. Maybe I need some cobwebs of fear blown out of me. I don't know. You can tell, especially one time we were close, I think, to where they were, and you could see them going up and down and everything. And you can tell that there's excitement on their face, but there's also sometimes a frightening look at the same time. And the same is true with the Spirit moving in our lives, directing and empowering us for mission and work. It's an exciting thing. It gives us passion, but sometimes it can be scary and fearful because it causes us to step out of our comfort zone and do things that we're not sure if we can do. I can tell you this, if we try all the things in the church and all this kingdom stuff that we hear about in our own power, we will fizzle out. All our sizzle will be gone. However, when we put up our sails through worship and prayer and faith and service, I think we'll be amazed what God will do. The Spirit is still moving, so let's put up our sails and watch God do amazing things. The Spirit is moving from the inside out, as Jesus said. It'll be bubbling out of us, giving us life, fresh air, power, and potential. The Spirit is moving. Amen. Amen. Well, let's go ahead this morning and prepare our hearts to share in communion this morning. And as we do that, we always begin with our time of preparation of our confession and thanksgiving. And so I brought that up on the PowerPoint this morning. I'm going to invite you all, if you wish, to join with us in praying our confession and thanksgiving this morning. Let's pray together. Still speaking God, send your Spirit with power and grace upon us and upon the gifts of your table. With the flame of your Spirit, let us taste the passion of Jesus from this bread and be moved to act with compassion in his name. With the wind of your Spirit, let us taste the renewing love of Jesus that refreshes us from this cup and be moved to greet each day with fresh hope. As we eat and drink together, wash us and make us one with Christ and with each other, so our unity and our diversity may be signs of your promise. Amen. The Spirit is moving, and the Spirit moves in our lives every day to refresh us, to wash us, and to work in us that we might be his faithful people. Receive from the Lord today whatever you may need from the table today. You might be saying, I need some passion. I need some refreshing. Ask the Lord to do it as you receive at the table today. Amen. Amen. I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses, if they would make their way to the back in preparation as we prepare to receive from the table this morning. On that night when they gathered together, Jesus took the bread and he broke it and gave thanks for it and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Take and eat it and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake. Later, Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks for it. He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink of it and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Well, let's go ahead. We're going to go ahead and close out with our final little chorus. Let's stand together. If you want to use your hymn book, it's hymn number 301, "Holy Spirit, Thou Art Welcome in This Place." And then as soon as we finish up with the benediction, we'll invite you to... So Kathy will kind of have to guide around as she's coming up to get the put out the candles. But we'll go ahead and start grabbing our balloons and taking them out the front and go out there this morning. So let's join together and sing that this morning. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Let's sing it again. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Go forth in the strength of the Spirit. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, that we may abound in hope by the power of the Spirit and the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. Gathering the balloons, you can. We'll let you do that early.